And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, we delve into Acts chapter 25. We are going to begin at verse 6, but we're going to do a little bit of ramp upwards towards it. This is a very remarkable section in Scripture because it starts with 8 or 10 days later. Now, this is the same principle we encounter when dealing with the jugs that held the 30 or 40 gallons of water that were turned into wine. People may question why it isn't specific or exact. And the answer is simple, because it was 8 or 10 days later. The author didn't consider it important to be so precise. That's part of the nature of Holy Writ. What is communicated is what needs to be communicated. Next, after being falsely accused by numerous crimes and of evil deeds, Paul doesn't throw a temper tantrum. Boy, that would be good for most of us right there. Paul simply states, I'm not guilty. It's not true. I don't care. It's just not true. Sometimes we might feel the need for grand public display to deny accusations, but perhaps from time to time we should just keep it simpler. And finally, Paul, as a Roman citizen, appeals to get relief from an unjust court scenario. Boy, does this sound like it's in the news. Ironically, he acknowledges that if he did anything wrong, he'll pay the price. But because he knows he did nothing wrong, he has nothing to fear, and that God is the ultimate judge. Paul's appeal was much more rooted in the divine than it appears in first glance. By making his appeal to Caesar, he will spread the gospel in Rome, reaching even further places than before. Hey, you know what? It seems like God knows what he's doing after all.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Yikes. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, remember. Now just remember. It's not professional radio. Just relax. Take a deep breath. It's just radio. And we're just asking you, hey, what do you think? Now, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is the same feeling you get when you're being appreciated.
Aww.
Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. You've already let people know you are the airless Jacob. You are the airless Jammin' Jacob in your car, anyway. We have air conditioning here. You need it in your car. Please be praying for Jacob. He needs the prayer. By the way, don't forget to pray for Jennifer, Jacob, and Don. All three, okay? Because they all need it, right? I mean, here's Jacob. He's like, I don't know what I'm getting into. And now he's been here. It's over 6 months now, I think, right?
Yeah, over 6 months.
Yeah, and now you're like going, what?
I feel like I've gotten the hang of it.
Yeah, you do a phenomenal job. It just shows you, it's like you never know. You just don't know what the show's going to do.
Yep, you never know.
Yeah, that does make it kind of interesting. So
that's what makes it fun, though.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. That's what we want people to enjoy. So be praying for him. Be praying for Jennifer. Be praying for Don. That's really important. But here's the thing. Why is it that we give you this contact, the email, the text number, and the phone number, so that you can reach out, so that you can make a connection? Sometimes making a connection and knowing that people are praying for you, or that they're hearing you, or that you're sharing something and you're having that opportunity to bless other people, that's gold. I mean, I'm just saying, that's gold in life. That's gold. And I will say this. This is not a church, and I want to make sure everybody understands this. And I always tell people, you take care of home base first. There's never a question. We talk about giving and something. You take care of your church first, right? But if the Lord puts it on your heart to bless and to participate, do so. From a financial or a prayer or an active text, email, phone call point of view. Because that's what it's here for. We're here to help and strengthen one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. And it is not going to happen over this lunch. It's coming back. Boom. And when it happens, we're going to be like, yay, right? In between now and then, let's strengthen one another and help advance the kingdom of God and reflect Jesus Christ more and more. That's what we want to do. So if you've got a prayer request, if you've got a praise report, you got a joke, as long as it's short and clean, or it can be a bad joke like all the ones I tell. Those are pretty funny. Okay, I think they're funny. Nobody else does. I'll just say this, or it can be something just unique, a nugget, anything that's going on, or maybe even Bible trivia. You're thinking, Bible trivia? What are you talking about? Here's your next Bible trivia question. Let's see if you can get it. It's a fill in the blank, and you're going to have to listen closely. You're going to have to listen closely because this is not as well-known scripture as the last one. This is coming out of 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. And it says this. In this, the children of God and the children of the blank are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Wow. In this, the children of God and the children of blank are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. Your two choices are... In this is the children of God and the children of the devil, or is it in the children of God or the children of the corn? It's one of those. It's one of those. See, that's a great way. Is that a great way to say that? It's either.
It's great.
Yeah. That is such a good reference. Okay, so it's either in this the children of God and the children of the devil, or the children of the corn, are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. We do have somebody that is ready, which is very, very good, ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Thomas Addison.
Thomas Addison? How are you, Thomas Addison?
I'm good.
Did you hear my two hints, by the way? Did you hear my hint on that?
Yeah, while I was inventing the Pope, so okay. Yes, I did.
So it's either in the children of God and the children of the devil, the children of God or the children of the corn. Oh, come on. You have to love that. Are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. My brother, what is the answer to the blank in that question?
Isn't it like a children of wrath?
Okay.
Or children of devil?
That is correct! It is not the children of the corn, which is a direct reference to a humorous element of a scary movie, but that's not the point. So it says, in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. Right? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fairly well.
Fairly well is better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm never at a loss for words.
Yeah, I'm not living anymore in a basement, so I'm fine.
Must be out of the Alamo. Oh, wait, there is no basement in the Alamo.
There was a bunker.
There's a bunker. anyway, how are so in general you're doing well? Are you praying for people? I know you've been praying for people.
Yes, I am. There's no compromise on that issue.
All right. People love you for that.
Consistent
they appreciate
and
you.
Committed.
Yeah, and then they need yes. that. People need people committed to praying for them, even if they've never met in person. Praying for other people is so powerful. It's just so critical in the framework of Scripture when you join in another person's struggle. It's huge, and it's really, really important. So that's a good job, brother.
However, I could use a little prayer from my little brother. Like, he's just having, some pain in his knees. And also, I don't know how did he got a blister on his palate.
Oh, it's blister on his tongue?
Yeah, so it's kind of not pleasant.
Okay. Well, let's pray for him, okay? Let's pray for your brother, sure. All right? At the same time, I'm going to throw in there with Julianne, if that's all right with you, because Julianne needs some prayer.
Perfectly
is that good?
Fine.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you like we always do, Lord. We like to start off giving thanks, not just because it's in the model, not just because it's in the demonstration, but, Lord, you're so past all the worthiness that we can offer up our thanksgiving in. You're just past it. You're beyond our ability to say thank you, but we do that anyway. So thank you for everything, every moment, every grace, every touch, every breath, every inch of love you have given into our hearts. And Lord, we lift up Samson's brother to you, and Lord, he's got some pain in his knee, and I go through that, Lord. I know how it's so uncomfortable, Lord. He's got a blister. He's got some other things going on. He's just struggling physically. And, Lord, we're just asking you to bring your healing power into his body and to give mercy and grace and specifically physical comfort, especially in those knees, Lord, especially in any kind of problem he's having in the joints and things of that nature, that you would give restoration and healing. I know what it's like to go through the dark side of that, and I know what it's like to go through the light side of that. And I just lift this up with complete empathy and ask you to touch his brother and to heal his brother and to help his brother. And, Lord, I want to lift up my daughter to you while we're praying together as family, and they're just so struggling to find a stay angel, somebody that can hang with them and help with Easton and with the kids and just be a part of it. And we're just asking you, by your grace, by your generosity, to bring them somebody who will be a great help and assistance to them. So we lift up Julianne and Jared to you and ask you to send somebody their way that will impact their lives so they can just do more for you and be blessed together as a family. We pray both these things, and Lord, we just thank you again for all of it because you're awesome and way better than any could ever deserve. So thank you for all of it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. It's so crazy. I've been praying for Eastern and his mom and dad a respite, so I believe, like, God going to send somebody so they could have a little
amen.
Moment.
Yeah, they need the break. There's no question. I mean, it's just amazing stuff. So,
hey, I want to remind you again, please don't take your old Christmas tree while you'll be moving to the new apartment. Instead of that, you could take a menorah or a Hanukkah, okay?
Okay, I will I will do my best to remember.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the advice from your little brother.
I appreciate it, bro.
All right. Love you, brother.
Love you, too. God bless.
Bye.
All right. For those that don't know, you have to listen to the Christmas tree fill. Oh, it'll come. It always comes. You'll understand. It was a moment there where Christmas was not at the top of my list. Let's just put it that way, okay? Being born and raised Jewish, becoming a Christian, that part was fine, except for this story. So when you hear it, you'll hear it, okay? This is all right. Is this a repeat show from yesterday? Eric, yes, you're actually in the twilight. You're in the Lord's twilight zone, Eric. Okay, just saying. All right, DNA. Let's do that. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just spend time with the Lord every day. I'm not going to hammer you on it today because you should just do it because it will help you. So do it. More of God is the answer to everything. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, ever, ever, ever. Remember that scripture we just talked about prior? I am not ashamed of the gospel. Never be ashamed of the gospel. Ever. No matter what the world says or does. Who cares? They got a heaven to put you in, and they have hell to put you through, so be aware of that. Not counting on the literal hell as well. All right, so never be ashamed of Jesus' words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Because serving honors Jesus Christ. And being ready to serve honors the Lord. And we're told, just so you know, between the Gospels and the epistles, both the Paulinian and the general epistles, as well as the book of Revelation and the book of Acts, we are told at least 10 times to be ready. So maybe since it's told more than once, more than twice, 10 times, we should listen. Let's be ready to serve. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Yes, yes. We'll take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
And God's just like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no, no, no. I can... You know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness? How does that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready because you never know when the Lord – you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. Be ready. Always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built. Glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for, in Luke 9, 49 and 50, you're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions? Do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough?
The David Spoon Experience.
If Jesus was like me.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Wowzer. You guys got to listen closely. I am not giving you two options, but you have to listen closely. I'm giving you a reference, so you have to listen closely. Here's your reference beforehand. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the blank of God in him. Ooh, that's a good one. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the blank of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Here's your big hint. I will give you a hint. I'm a softy today. I don't know what's going on. From the armor, think of breastplate. There, from the armor of God, think of breastplate. That's a great hint, actually. That's really a good hint. So, 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we become the blank of God in him. There it is. You got to fill in the answer. If you think you know, by the way, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So those are the ways to go about it. So we do need you to be praying for our move, as you know. Noelle is, in fact, packing up the house now. We are actually making very, very good progress, and our landlord did listen to the show yesterday, so I was really blessed by that. I thought that was really cool. So Dave is, you know, I told him, I said, I warned you. That's what I told him. I warned you, because I pretty much figured. But be praying for us in the move. And it's nothing other than just helping us. You know, we just want to get through, and you don't want to have your attitude kind of change and get into a, you know, grumpy, complaining, whiny attitude. It's really easy for me to be whiny because I grew up in a household that taught whiny as a third language. So you have to, you know, recognize where I'm coming from. Okay, somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Good afternoon, David. This is Curtis, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Curtis. How you doing?
Pretty good, my friend. I thought I would give it a shot, but this may be a guesstimate, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Let me set it up for you, and then I'll drop in that hint real quick, and then you just do your best, okay? All right, here we go. Here's what the passage says. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the blank of God in him. The hint is it's the same as the breastplate on the armor of God. So what would the blank be?
Would it be the heart of God?
No, but that's an excellent guess. I mean, it's really, really a good guess. I'm just telling you right now. Very, very good. That we might become, what is it that Jesus is for us so that we are standing before the Lord correctly? It's the opposite of left. It's, what's
Lord,
it?
The right hand of God?
Right. Well, stay with the word. The right part is right, and then fill it out. So
Righteous?
Yes, the righteousness of God, yes! So here's how it goes. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So we become the righteousness of Jesus because of Jesus. So he took the sin and gave us the righteousness. And that's how we stand before God.
Thank you, David. That's awesome. And I always learn so much listening to you guys, and every day my my walk grows, and I appreciate you guys for that.
Well, thank you, brother. We love you, and we appreciate you, and appreciate you calling in, too.
Thank you, David. Have a blessed day, my brother.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Excellent call. I mean, we got great people. You know, Samson, and you've got all these people that call in, and just some of the things that go on. This is fun. We're just trying to encourage one another. All right, now this is gonna be a little bit of tweak on the brain. Is that a nice way to say that? I don't know if I should say things like that. This is a little bit of a tweak. I'm just telling you now ahead of time. So let me ramp it up so you can follow. So in the last time we talked about this, if you'll remember, and it was just last week, we were talking about Felix listening to Paul, and then Felix gave Paul, listen to this, he gave him some freedom. It said in Acts 24:23, he ordered an officer to keep Paul in custody, but gave him some freedom and allowed his friends to visit him and take care of his needs. Okay? Super cool, right? That's very nice of him. Now, this is Felix giving Paul this time. Now, I need to kind of ramp this through, so follow what I'm going to say. So Felix listens to Paul every so often, on and off, and then he like kind of gets all freaked out. In fact, it says Felix was terrified. He's like, go away, go away. And Felix was kind of hoping that Paul would bribe him, but Paul never did. Now, here's something you got to know. What takes place is this gentleman named Festus is taking over for Felix. Okay? I know, Festus for the rest of us later on. Here, listen to this now, though. Festus is taking over for Felix. I want you to understand something that's hugely important in Scripture. These are the kind of things that get missed, and we can't afford to miss it. Paul had freedoms with his friends, and Felix gave him that freedom. And then Felix is going to step down and Festus is going to take over. But I want you to understand the time frame between it all. Paul, after sharing with Felix, you know, gets the freedom. It is 2 years. I don't know how to explain this any other way. 365 times two. This is kind of a good way, you know, 730 days. Okay, are we getting there? 24 months, 104 weeks. We are trying to nail this down. It's 2 years between verse 24 in Acts 24 and between Acts 25, verse 1. See, it's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses, but it's 2 full years between these 5 verses that nothing changes and you don't hear anything. You think, why is that important? It's hugely important because we need to stop thinking as Christians that when we do stuff with the Lord and we're processing stuff with the Lord, that it happens in the microwave mentality. Our society is so geared to quick. How geared to quick is it? We live by a microwave. If we have a cup of soup, God forbid it should take more than a minute and 15 seconds to heat up the water and then pour it in the soup so then we have a meal. In fact, we're so bad that when we go through fast food places, if they take more than 5 minutes, we begin to grumble under our breath. And don't tell me you don't. Even at In-N-Out, which some people absolutely adore, and the whole concept is in and out, it's not always in and out. Sometimes it's a little slower. And we can't stand that because it takes long, because we are a microwave society. We get to the next light that we're driving when we're driving in the city just so we can hurry up and wait. We're really good at that. 2 years. So here it says in verse 23, just like that, I'm saying that on purpose. Verse 23, he says, Felix, who was quite familiar with the way, adjourned the hearing and said, wait until Lysias, the garrison commander, arrives, then I'll decide the case. He ordered the officer to keep Paul in custody, give him some freedoms, allow his friends to visit him, and take care of his needs. Verse 24, 25, 26 to 27. So it's 4 verses later. 2 years went by in this. 2 years. Then Felix was succeeded by Pontius Festus, and because Felix wanted to gain favor with the Jewish leaders, he left Paul in prison. The whole point of me telling you this is it took 2 years where nothing happened. But Dave, I need it to happen in my time frame. That's the problem. Hey, you know who else thought it needed to happen in a certain time frame after a little bit? Was Sarah, with Abraham and Sarah. Because remember, it didn't come to pass for 25 years. And after about a little less than halfway, it's like, sleep with this girl. We'll make this happen. That's the problem. We can't do that. We have to wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. But that's waiting with expectation and anticipation, not with impatience. And I want you to catch that. For 2 years, nothing really happened. Something has to happen all the time. It's the book of Acts, really? These four verses encapsulate 2 years. Not much happened. You want to know what? Sometimes it takes a while. After all, our greatest hope is coming at any moment. But from the human perspective, it's been a while. From God's perspective, a couple days. Get it? Okay. We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit, whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. My hope is in God and his people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people to vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and his righteousness.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where that last teaching hit home with me. It's like, I don't know about you guys. I do things before the Lord, and then I go, well, it's just like so weird. It's just like, when you look at that verse and nothing happens for 2 years, and you're like going, okay, come on now. All right, I needed that. Okay, let's get ready for your next trivia question. A much tougher trivia question. Much tougher trivia question. Same concept. Your answer is going to be Zechariah 14:9. And the Lord shall be king over all blank. And in that day, it shall be the Lord is one, his name is one. So, you got to answer the blank. And the Lord shall be king over all the blank. In that day, it shall be the Lord is one and his name is one. What is the blank? He shall be king over what? Or where, I should say. Where. Okay, that's better. Okay. Deb coming in first before anybody else. Very impressive, Deb. That's very, very good job, Aunt Deb. The Lord shall be king over all the... And in that day it shall be, the Lord is one, his name is one. What's the blank? Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Taking you out on the limb on this one, as I intended to do. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. And additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Gonna send you up to the website as we do. Wait. Blah, 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 blah. Check out the website. It's really cool. There's cool stuff on there. Yes, we want you to give, but we want you to like it too. There's a lot of cool stuff up there. Don't forget to take a peek at the new book. Check it out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond joy's got nuts, mounds don't.
I don't know how you guys aren't laughing. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for when Jennifer does her next round. I'm waiting for, some of the old commercials, like the vegetable commercials. That's all I'm going to say. I'll give her a hint which one. Jolly Green Giant. Anyway, we'll see when that happens. All right, so your trivia question, and I do have a hint for you because some people do need a little help with this. The Lord shall be king over all of the... Okay. And in that day it shall be, the Lord is one and his name is one. So your hint would be third rock from the sun. Okay, that's your hint. Third rock from the sun. Get it? Okay. All right, if you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. How are you doing?
Well, about the same. I just keep praying.
And we're just going to keep praying with you, all right? Now, I'm going to assume you didn't need my hint on answering this trivia question, although it was a pretty good hint. But anyway, let me set up the question, and you answer it, and then we'll pray for you, brother. Here's how it goes. And the Lord shall be king over all the blank. And in that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name is one. Zechariah 4:9. What is the blank?
Earth.
That is correct, Amundo! Which of course, I think third rock from the sun. That's not bad. All right, brother, I want to pray for you and ask the Lord to bless you and heal you, okay?
Okay.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now and lift up our brother, Gary. And Lord, I do want you to put it in his heart and in his mind that we love him. We care for him. We share in the burden. And we just pray that he will find relief and healing and deliverance from his physical struggle. And he's been struggling, and it's not something anybody can do anything about but you. But, Lord, there is nothing impossible for you, nothing. And we ask you to bring your healing power through the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ into his body, and that he would find the healing, the touch, the power, the anointing active in him, and he would be made whole. Only you can do this, and we believe you can do this, and we ask you to do this. We ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I will continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right. All right, let's get into the text. Yeah, we do teaching. I know people are like, do you ever do teaching? Yes, we do teaching. Be nice. Okay. Acts 25, verse 1. 3 days after Festus arrived in Caesarea to take over his new responsibilities, he left for Jerusalem, where the leading priests and the other Jewish leaders met with him and made their accusations against Paul. I'm just setting it up because I want to take you through this process. I'm going to challenge something that you've heard in Scripture because I like doing that, because I like expanding your thought. All I'm trying to do is draw you closer to the Lord. I'm not trying to do anything else. Just make sure you understand that. They asked Festus as a favor to transfer Paul to Jerusalem, but their plan was to waylay and kill him on the way. But Festus replied that Paul was at Caesarea, so he himself would be returning there soon. So he said, those of you in authority can return with me, and if Paul has done anything wrong, you can make your case, you can make your accusations then. Here's the key right here in verse 6. 8 or 10 days later, he returned to Caesarea, and on the following day, Paul's trial began. Stop. There are two translations that do not give you the 8 or 10, but they are in error because in every Greek text, the word okto is in there, which is the word 8 in Greek. And the whole premise is this. 8 or 10 days later, he returned to Caesarea. So I want you to understand something remarkable about this. Remember when Jesus was turning the water into wine? Before that happened, they asked how many jugs were available, and they got a certain amount of jugs, and each jug was 30 or 40 gallons. So people may question, why isn't that more specific? Well, some might have been 30, 32, 34, 38, fine. And it might have been 8 days or 10 days or 9 days or 11 days or fine. Why isn't it more specific? And I'm going to tell you why so you can understand something about Holy Writ. Because people, what we do when we read the Bible is we think of this as a textbook. Wait. A scientific or a historical textbook, which would be wrong because it is a historical, scientific, English, social study, math, and every other concept you can come up with that is in the academics. It is all of those, not one of those. And that understanding that there's that plurality of expression in the Word of God is critical for you and I to understand that what we're reading is not something that's just simply dictated, but we're reading the heart of God being communicated to us. And people read the Bible and it's just as though they're reading the Ten Commandments. The Word of God is broader than the Ten Commandments, or there wouldn't be an entire Old Testament with 39 books to surround the Ten Commandments. It's just like, it's so silly. And so the key to understanding how these things come together is simply this, that the author, in this case we're talking Luke, and in the other case, by the way, the 30 or 40 gallons, we're talking John, so it's not the same author, didn't consider it important to be precise on that particular thing. And people get all bent out of shape. They get a bee in their bonnet. It's like, well, no, it has to be there. It's like, no, it doesn't. What is communicated is what needs to be communicated. And what is not communicated is not communicated. So for all those people that have that hard time with that, remember, there's the letter written to the Laodiceans that nobody ever seemed to find. Although I promise you, somebody's going to come up with a fake Laodicean letter trying to disprove all Christianity, because that just always happens. And what I'm trying to tell you is the Lord knows how to write a book, and he's communicated in his book what he wants you to know. And what you need to know is in what God has shared with you. And the reason that I make this a big deal is because if you don't understand those subtleties, you miss some of the greatest nuances in the book. The key in reading the book is to understand that it was written to the first century, but it was also to many, but it was also written to you, and that all of those applications are at play. And the reason that you read the Bible and it's so vibrant at different times in your life is because the Word is living. Yes, you are different, but the Word is alive. Just like you are. Oh, Dave, it's just a book. Really? Just a book? It's the message from God. And the last time I checked in the message from God, it said this: "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God." There is a power in the book. There is no question about it. Is the book God? No. But it is from the breath of God. And it helps us understand what God has to say. Why is it 8 to 10? Who cares? God didn't think that was important. Okay. Read it anyway. What's the best version of the Bible? Remember, our caller said that. What's the best version of the Bible? The one you're reading. Get it? All right. We'll take a break and then come back and go from there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. The Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer. When you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, Practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I hope you guys are doing good. Here's your last trivia question. You guys should be able to get this. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14 says this, "And we have seen and testified that Father has sent the Son to be the blank of the world. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the blank of the world." 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. Props to Al for nailing that one down. Just letting you know. If you think you know the answer, by the way, let's see where we're at. I got to find our phone number. I've only given it 15,000 times. That's all. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So your triv question, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the blank, fill it in, of the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. In the meantime, we'll do very briefly a little bit of history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is, I happen to think this is a good one. It's National Animal Crackers Day. See, I'm sorry, I like those.
That is a good one. Those are good.
Those are good. And do you remember, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, but in the beginning when the animal crackers came out, they had frosting on them. They had like pink and white frosting way back before.
I've had those too.
So good. I don't know. Those are the kind of things I like. I'm sorry. Also, I know, but I'm still on my diet, still doing pretty good. 57 pounds down overall, so not too bad. I'm hanging in there. Another thing to tell you is on this day, okay, so on April 18th in 1938, and this is a good one for me because I like this stuff, Superman Action Comics number one featuring Superman first hit the newsstands. It is now the most expensive comic book of all time. Also serves as the Superman's official birthday, for those who did not know. The comic book and other sources give conflicting dates, but the real date of his birthday is really the date that the comic came out. That's what they're going with. Anyway, Superman is one of the only stories that is the core. And again, I want to say the most expensive comic ever is a number. If you have a Superman Action Comics number one that you have stored away somewhere, you have millions of dollars stored away. How's that one? So between Animal Crackers and Superman, how could you go wrong, right? I mean, that's just gold, isn't it? Gold.
Yeah, and one of my friends, his dad has a box of old comics, and they're old like Spider-Man comics.
Oh,
yeah,
worth a fortune.
I'm sure some of them, yeah, are worth the
worth
amount
a
of money.
Fortune. Yep. It's amazing. All right, let's send the person through who's ready to answer the trivia question. Knock knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Al.
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you ready for this? You ready?
Well,
okay.
Well, now that you told me that I got the pow-pow on it, I'm confident.
Well, see, because that's like you're taking a double dip.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you say it? I'll set it up. You nail it out there. For we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as the blank of the world. What would that be?
The Savior.
That is correct, Amanda! So he gets the pow-pow, plus he gets the voice pow. That's pretty good, dude. I got to say, that's the first time on the show that has ever happened. You have outdone yourself. That is very powerful. How you doing otherwise, bro?
Doing all right. Just if you would, just lift up my wife and our marriage in your prayers. I never know what the night holds. So just be in prayer for us.
All right, let me pray for you real fast, okay? I want to pray for you real quickly as I've been praying for you. Let's pray. Father, lift up my brother Al. I ask you to bless him and encourage him. First, I ask you to take away any fear and any not the frustration. It's not going away that fast. But, Lord, I'm asking you to take away the high level of temperature he's feeling. And I just ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that you would pour grace into their marriage and into their situation. Give Al all the wisdom he needs and let him never forget that you are with him in this process. And, Lord, we ask everybody in the audience to take this on as a burden, to pray for Al, for Lori, for their family, and just to bless and pour your peace and your grace upon them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, brother. We love you, and you keep us posted.
I love you, too.
All right? You keep us posted.
I will.
Let us know what's going on, all right?
All right.
All right.
Talk to you
soon.
Have a good day.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so this is an important part. So Al, he's calling in. I've been praying for him. He's asking the audience indirectly, please pray for me and my family. And here's the thing. That is your neighbor. That who is Jesus is talking to you. That somebody who's been roughed up needs prayer, needs to be taken care of. That is the requirement to fulfill the law of Christ. Right there. You get that? Take that on. Own that. Become a part of that and connect to that. That's all I'm going to say. All right? All right, folks. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me. Purchase my freedom at the cost of.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.